I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The Crop Progress Report is out. In Alabama, weather conditions across the state were ideal for field work with plenty of days suitable for fall harvesting. Cotton picking ramped up. Some producers continue to note quality issues in cotton bolls due to wet conditions from early October. Third cuttings of hay began to wrap up. Livestock and pastures remained in mostly good conditions throughout the state. In Florida, the citrus crop progressed as normal with oranges tennis ball and baseball size and grapefruit larger than softball size. Farm operators included spraying pesticides and nutritional formulas, fertilizing, applying herbicide. Irrigation is being run in all areas. In Georgia, cotton picking began to ramp up. Some hay fields were noted to have completed a fourth cutting, although some producers struggled to finish three because of the summer heavy rainfall. Peanut fields continued to be dug, and sunny weather allowed for peanuts to dry out for harvest. Yields and grades in peanuts noted to have been good. Soybeans continued to progress behind previous years, but the harvest is underway. Livestock and pastures remained in generally good condition throughout the state, although cattle in North Georgia continue to be monitored for Asian longhorn ticks. Shel Shagum, USDA livestock analyst, has some of the numbers now from the latest USDA Cattle on Feed report.
During September, there were just under 2.2 million head of cattle placed on feed, which was about 3% below a year ago. The number of fed cattle which were marketed was about 1.8 million head, which was also about 3% below a year ago.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.